And we're on the phone with David John, CEO of War Memorial Hospital. As I promised, we have the heavy hitters, the A-team of COVID-19 on today. So we had the health department on earlier, and Dave, we got you on for your weekly update. We talked to the health department, Lana and Karen, in the last hour, and they really talked about how the health department and the hospital are kind of coordinating this whole vaccine thing here. It sounds like from their end, it's even though it's hard to get the vaccines in, it's been great working with the hospital. How's it been from your end?
Yeah, same here. You know, we are able to get some limited supply of vaccine. Obviously, you know, phase 1A. Was our frontline workers, which we were able to get 975 doses and vaccinate the frontline workers who wanted to get vaccinated. Actually started last Friday to give the second doses, and this week we're full speed into giving second doses for our frontline workers. But we also know that the health department had only received 200 doses, and their phase 1A numbers were higher than that. So we're trying to redistribute the vaccine to them so that they can complete the 1As. Now we're moved on to 1Bs, and we're trying to get more vaccine. And we're kind of working as a conduit to have another angle to get vaccines. And if we can continue to get our vaccines in and redistribute them to the health department so they can provide those vaccines to the next priority group, that's what we want to do. So I think as of yesterday we had done about 550 of our employees, so about 60%. So
well,
it's starting
to
creep up. Mm-hmm. We also redistributed some vaccine to the health department so they could continue to do some of their vaccinations that they needed to do in 1A. So I think yesterday at the end of the day we had like 1,100 vaccines left, but we need probably 800 of those to do the second doses. So means we maybe have 300 extra that we'll be able to supply to the health department. We did last week request 1,950 additional doses. We only got confirmation that we're going to get 975. If you look at the state in general, the state requested from the federal government 270,000 doses, but only is going to get 60,000 doses, so only 25% of the request. So the bottleneck remains getting enough doses to be able to vaccinate those in priority group 1B, which is anybody 65 years old or older. I'd like to have the other bottleneck being that while we have plenty of doses, we just can't get people through quick enough, which we could manage that
right
pretty easily. I know the health department has some retired nurses that would be willing to give the vaccines, and we want to make it as efficient as possible. But if you don't have the vaccine, you can't be vaccinating people. So I know the state, in a letter they sent out over the weekend, said that this phase 1B is going to take several months to get completed. So I just ask people to have patience, with the health department, with us, because we don't have a lot of vaccine. Nobody has a lot of vaccine at this point. And so from a timeline perspective, it might not be until the end of March or maybe even the end of April when people who are 65 years or older or essential workers get their vaccine.
Is it because the vaccine itself just hasn't been produced and isn't available, or is it available and they're just metering out what they're sending out to people at this point?
Well, the federal government is the one that is distributing that based on a plan, and I'm not trying to be political
or anything like that.
But from what we've heard, Pfizer has been told to keep 50% of their supply in-house, don't send it out yet. That's coming from, the orders they're getting at the federal government. What we hear is that in, 9 days on January 20th, mm-hmm. when the Biden administration takes over, what we hear is they're going to open up the supply routes more and allow that vaccine to flow quicker to communities. Again, I don't care whether it's Republicans or Democrats. I want to get vaccine, and if there's vaccine around to be distributed so our community can get vaccinated, that's my only worry. So how can we get, if there truly are doses being held up, how can we get those doses up to our community as soon as possible?
Is there a limit? And I know, I don't know so much because you and I have only talked about the Pfizer vaccine because that's the one that you guys are getting. Is there a limit on how many you can store because you need that really super cold freezer to store them that you have there at the hospital?
There is, but the 975 doses come in 195 vials, and it's a package that's probably only about a foot by a foot and maybe 6 inches high. So, we could store probably, 5,000 or 6,000 doses of the vaccine in our refrigerator. I know, the health department doesn't have that capability. That's why we're partnering with them to, provide that storage and get as much as we can. I know Moderna is a little less storage capability as far as you don't need an ultra cold freezer.
Right.
But I don't know how that comes from a package perspective. But I don't think it's storage that's the problem. I think it's just getting the vaccine here that seems to be the issue.
Hmm. And I know that you mentioned patience, and I know that when we talked to Lana and Karen last hour, they also said just be patient and everything. And they said it's good that a lot of people want to get the vaccine because, again, like you and I have talked, sometimes it's hard to get people to get the flu shot, and
right now
people are really raising their hands. And like you said, at the hospital, things are picking up a little bit there and more people are getting their vaccines. And I think more and more people, maybe even if they are anti-vaccine, they might feel, I want to get back to some semblance of normalcy, so I'm gonna go ahead and bite the bullet and get this shot and everything. So there are going to be some people that aren't going to do that, but I mean, seems like there's more people want it than don't want it. It seems, at least the people that I've talked to.
I think some of the people that don't want it right now, they don't want to be test pilots per se for the vaccine. Some may feel that this got to, got created, invented too quick and faster than normal processes. So is it really safe or not? Is it really effective? We won't know on the effectiveness for a while, but from a safety perspective, the good news is that there were very few adverse reactions or complications from the first dose, other than a sore arm.
Mm-hmm.
The second dose, from what we're hearing, there may be a few people that feel not the best for 24 hours, but we saw in people that I know of that have already gotten their second vaccine, there was no issue other than a sore arm. So for the people that are sitting out there to say, well, is it safe? Maybe I'll wait and get it after I see, a greater number of people getting both doses to see what the complication rate is. So far it's really good, and I can tell you whether it's our U.S. media or whether it's the world media, if there were complications happening or severe adverse reactions, we'd be seeing it all over the news, and the good news is that we aren't. So
right.
I think, what we've been told about the safety of the vaccine seems to be holding out.
We're talking to David John, the CEO of War Memorial Hospital. Dave, the other thing that Lana and Karen said, and we didn't go into a lot of details, that we are starting to see a little bit of a holiday uptick in cases. Is that what you're seeing at the hospital?
Well, I mean, we did last week or the week before last. I think when I was on last Monday, I said, of the cases in the UP, we had the new cases. There were 458 new cases in the UP in the last 7 days, and we had 154, or 33% of them. So for this last week, There were 737 cases in the UP, so I guess that is a little uptick. We had 132 in Chippewa County, so that's actually a little bit down from the 154 that we had the previous week. So there may have been a little uptick there. We're hoping that we continue to see a decrease. I know over the weekend, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we did 175 tests and 8 positives, and actually yesterday we didn't have any positives. So, those numbers are good. Our number of inpatients has stabilized. It's not increasing. You know, we have nine patients today in-house with COVID. It's up a little bit from a couple weeks ago, but it's down from the 12 or 13 that we had at the high point last week. So I guess I would say that the total number of positives in the UP did go up slightly, but the number of really sick people that have to be admitted seems to be stable and steady at this point.
And of the 9 that you have there in the hospital, any in ICU right now, or...?
One of the 9 is in ICU, but none of them are on mechanical ventilation, although we did have to transfer one out to Henry Ford Hospital this weekend that was pretty serious and positive for COVID. So there are still certain people getting really, really sick from the virus, and, that's what we're trying to prevent from happening by, continuing to isolate and do all the things we know are necessary.
And when we were talking to the health department earlier, too, again, it's going to be a while before everybody gets vaccinated. It's going to take some time. But the end result is, we get that done. And then down the road, we're kind of maybe getting back to some semblance of normalcy. People don't want to wear masks. We understand that. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't know that you really enjoy wearing a mask, but we'd like to get past that and get back to some semblance of normalcy. And these vaccines, is once you get it, is gonna help us get to that point.
Yeah, and I just tell people, last summer was pretty bizarre. You could do a lot of outdoor things by yourself, but you couldn't go to venues where there were a lot of people, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, if we can get this Phase 1B population vaccinated, by the end of March, end of April, something like that, then, the majority of the most highest risk patients will have the vaccine, and you would hope that summer could be somewhat back to normal. But again, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. How effective is the vaccine going to be? How long is it going to last? Is it going to last in just a year, and so you got to get a booster next year? All those things are still out there, but we continue to see very little, if any, flu A and flu B. So that's a good thing.
Sure.
Less people are coming down with the regular flu, and we seem to be making some inroads on the COVID-19 at this point too.
And obviously, I guess the good thing is, even though people still are you allowing visitors in the hospital now, or is that, I can't remember where we're at with that.
It's still restricted at this point. No visitors unless it's end of life care.
Okay.
Or if somebody needs assistance. There are times where, certain people, what we call, need a one-to-one, meaning somebody sitting right in their room with them because of their tendency to get up and fall or have, behavioral type issues. Maybe they're confused, that sort of thing. And in those cases, we'll allow family members to be in there and be that one-on-one. But just regular visitation, not at this point. We're hoping in another few weeks, if we see the trends going down, to get back to normal. We do in OB, we do allow the father to come in and be with the mother, but they have to stay the whole time. They can't come and go.
Sure.
Once you're in, and then you, if you leave, you can't come back. So we're trying to be as flexible as possible, while at the same time being as safe as possible.
Right. And all the other everything else is back to normal as far as, you know, inpatient procedures, surgeries, and things like that. That's been going for a while, right?
Yeah. We haven't had to. The only time there was any thought about needing to postpone cases was, at the time in November when we got up to like 22 or 23 inpatients. But since that time, it's just everything's on the normal, other than before your surgery, you're going to have to be tested, and if you come back negative, that surgery can go on as scheduled. If you come back positive, it'll have to be delayed.
Hmm. Well, Dave, it seems like we're, I don't know about how you feel, but does it feel like we're turning the corner here a little bit?
Yeah, it does. I think there's a lot more hope and positivity that we all think about in the future. And I think it's when you see these test results and know that people are trying to do their part in staying safe, and then I think there's a good outlook coming up. I mean, you hear of the new strain that's very contagious, that mm-hmm. They think might have got into Michigan from Europe. The good news about that is that doesn't seem to be any more lethal than the old strain, but it does seem to spread rather quickly, and so you hope that doesn't happen. And it's truly about hospital capacity and treating the people who get really sick over it. And because if it's not going to take you out to that serious a degree, then it becomes just like the regular flu, and nobody worries about the regular flu that much. We know we'll be sick for a couple days and hopefully feel better after that, and if we can get our treatment protocols and to know that even if somebody gets sick with COVID, even though if they get admitted to the hospital, they have a great chance of surviving, then people aren't quite as worried about it.
And the drive-through self-service COVID test is still going on there on Nolte Street, right?
Yep, it is. So if anybody has symptoms or feels like they have symptoms and want to find out for sure, or if they've been exposed, you can go through there and do the swab inside your nose and put it in the container, follow the instructions, and by the end of the day you'll know whether you had a positive result or not.
Hmm. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
No, just things seem to be trending in the right direction. Let's hope that continues, and we can get past this phase and move into the next, and only just be patient about the vaccine. I know everybody wanted it tomorrow. I know the health department's doing the best they can. We're doing the best we can with the supply we have, and we promise that we'll get to everybody. But it might take several weeks or a couple months before we get through this next phase.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, we appreciate everything that the hospital's doing, and we appreciate the time as always. And we look forward to talking to you again next Monday. All right.
All right. Thanks, Mark.